Chapter 12. The Broken Dreams. Vanis awoke with a start, finding himself back in his arty bedroom. However, this time it felt eerily different. The room, once filled with his cherished possessions, now appeared stark and barren. Gone were the posters of his favourite artists, the scattered games and the familiar clutter that he'd grown accustomed to. All that remained was a solitary desk and his TV pushed on its stand. As he approached the TV, a sudden crack shatters the screen, sending him in a panic. His scream echoed through the emptiness of the room. With a jolt, Vanis found himself back in reality, gasping for air, his body drenched in sweat and his heart racing. Reflecting on the dream, he pondered the significance of the shattered screen. His mind swirling with unanswered questions. Pushing aside the damp sheets, he rose from his bed, the dim light filtering in through the open door. The absence of Val had been haunting his thoughts. Stepping out into the deserted village, Vanis navigated the muddy paths, his boots sinking slightly with each step. Yet the eerie atmosphere of the night before seemed to dissipate in the morning light, revealing the neglected beauty of the abandoned cottages. He noticed a change in the atmosphere. It was no longer as eerie as the night before. Some of the once white houses revealed themselves to be small cottages, their paint faded and covered in dust and cobwebs. Many had cracked or missing windows, while others lacked them altogether. Among the dilapidated structures were a few makeshift sheds resembling hostels, constructed of wooden planks with nothing stored within. Continuing his journey through the town, Vanis noticed a faint light seeping from beneath the door of one of the cottages, piquing his curiosity further. As Vanis opened the creaky door, there was Val, bent over a table, writing with his left hand, deeply engrossed in his task. Val sat on a weathered wooden table, consumed by the words flowing onto the piece of parchment, oblivious to Vanis' presence. "Val?" Vanis whispered softly, breaking the silence. Val quickly straightened up, eyes fixed on the wall.
Silent.
Val clenched the pen tighter, jotting a few more words before lowering his gaze. Shoulders slumped as the pen slipped from his hand. He took a deep breath.
"Are you okay?"
Vanis asked, concern evident in his voice. Val swiftly rose from his seat, turning to face Vanis with a neutral gaze. Val met Vanis' concerned expression with a sigh. "Yes. Sorry. I was just writing a few notes about our conversation because sometimes I forget what happens here. As you know, I write before I can forget," Val explained. Val looked at Vanis in despair as he continued, "This is what happens when you travel too much between worlds, which was completely out of my control." Vanis looked at Val as tears appeared. Val then studied Vanis' posture and asked, "What do you want most?"
"I'm very worried about my mom. What's happening on Earth now? Is time passing without me in this real world?"
Vanis expressed his concern. Vanis' eyes started to water up as he continued,
"I fear that I will be in a coma like my father, and my mom will have to live with the grief of her son and husband being in a vegetative state, asleep and unable to respond. I don't want my mother to deal with this alone. I must find my way to return home and never come back to this game."
Val looked at Vanis, his gaze shifting for a second before returning with a smirk on his face. Val then spoke, "I may be able to help you return home. As I've been studying this game for quite some time, I still don't know how to go to Earth. But sometimes I went there when the game didn't intend me to. I need to know more about how you were here and why the game brought you here so I can understand, and we can maybe find a way for you to return home." Vanis interrupted Val.
"Why are you suggesting me to return home? Why don't you want to return?" Val, with a somber expression, replied, "Everything I had and loved is gone. I have nothing left on this earth. This is my new home. This doesn't mean everything you lost is gone. You still have time, for which we need to hurry. So I need you to tell me everything what happened to you when you came here. Usually the game has some entities or people or influences to guide you on your journey. Please elaborate. Maybe you have information that can help me help you." Vanis paused, looked at the ground for a moment, and then swung his head to face Val as he spoke. "I went to the game when I was grieving about my father and saw how much time has passed by. I wanted escape, and when I got to the game world, I found your letter, and eventually I was carried to a prison cell where I saw Elentra. She briefly helped me, let me out of the cage, and then I saw a wolf, which I realised later was Elentra in wolf form. She carried me in her mouth. She got hit by a fireball and I was thrown off the cliff and saved by some dragon. And then I saw Salantis, who healed my wounds and gave me this goblet and left me alone. And then I saw you." Val looked at Vanis, confused. "Let me understand. The only guides you had was Elentra and Salantis? Are you sure there was no one else who helped you?" Vanis nodded. "The only people who helped you are too powerful and will not be influenced by the game. They aren't NPCs you would be familiar with in the video games you played. There is no way the game brought them to guide you, and yet it happened." Val shook his head in frustration. Vanna said, "What about your letter?" Val chuckled. "There is no way the game chose me as your guide. I wouldn't be influenced either. Besides, I have anger towards the game for what it took from me. I would never allow myself to do what the game wanted. However, I do want to help you bring you home so you don't suffer as I did. I suspect Elentra Sanitas interrupted the game before the game could guide you to wherever it wanted. And I find it odd that my letter was your first thing you saw. Anyway, I will now go and get food, and in the morning I will train you quickly, and then I'll give you supplies and direct you where you should go. Hopefully the game will guide you from there." Vanis asked, "Are you not coming with me?" Val shook his head. "No, I've things to do, and I doubt the game will guide you while I'm here." With that, Val left the room, and Vanis looked at Val as he exited, returning his gaze to the desk where Val was writing a note, and Vanis let out a deep sigh. So that's the end of the chapter. As I mentioned before, I can't really say much about these chapters without giving spoilers. So it's not much I can really say at the end of these podcasts, unfortunately. I do hope to have the first draft done within 2 months, and I will be looking for people to alpha read that full story. It's basically people who will get my full story and provide feedback on it. If you are interested in being part of that, please sign up to my newsletter. That is in my website, and the details of my website is in the description below, as I will be asking people to sign up to my alpha read through my newsletter, most likely. So if you want to be part of that, please sign up to my newsletter. As I'm focusing now, just kind of writing, as now I'm kind of really just focused on getting this story done, at least the first draft, I'm kind of just focusing on trying to write more, basically use dictation software and trying to get in a good writing habit to try to write so many words in a day. That's basically what I've been up to. And I think that's what I'm going to be focusing on the next number of weeks. And I really hope to get this first draft done within 2 months. And then, yeah, improve on the story from there. So I hope you're enjoying the story so far. And I'll hopefully have the next chapter in a week or so time. Thank you for listening, and I hope you have a good day.